USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The police chief of Minneapolis says some protesting the death of a black man last night weren't there for the right reasons.
The vast majority of people that have come together have been doing so peacefully. But there was a core group of the vast majority of people that have come together have been doing so peacefully. But there was a core group of people that had really been focused on causing some destruction. Certainly we saw that with some of the looting and setting fires.
Chief Madaria Arredondo making his comments during a briefing. He also said some involved in last night's violence were not from Minneapolis. President Trump is preparing to issue an executive order regarding social media after Twitter is fact-checking some of the president's tweets. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany telling reporters the order is expected to be signed Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff. If that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new poll from the National Opinion Research Center shows that only 49% of Americans, or about half, plan to get a vaccine to potentially protect them against the coronavirus if and when one becomes available. 20% say there's no chance, and another 31% say they're unsure. One of the big cable news channels has been cleared in a First Amendment lawsuit it faced. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fox News winning a First Amendment lawsuit against a Washington state-based public interest group called Washington League for Increased Transparency and Ethics, or WashLight. It sued the network in early April, claiming its coverage violated the state's consumer protection laws by engaging in what it called a campaign of deception and omission regarding the danger of the international proliferation of the novel coronavirus. A Seattle judge dismissing the suit, saying WashLight had failed to establish a case, and he noted that its assertions do not hold up to scrutiny.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, the brother of George Floyd, an unarmed African-American man who died in police custody after an officer knelt on his neck for several minutes, is calling for officers involved to receive the death penalty. Dan Bongino is a former New York City police officer and Fox News contributor. He says this entire act was senseless.
This is inviolable, is this, and don't ever forget this. When those handcuffs are on and the resistance is stopped by the subject, that fight is over. That fight that day is over. It, Steve, does not matter what happened before. You could have just arrested Charles Manson. You could have just arrested a serial killer. It doesn't matter. We are professional law enforcement officers. The overwhelming majority of men and women are dedicated patriots who are on the front line of freedom here domestically. They would not do this. But what happened here, I'm sorry, is a disgrace. You can't watch that video and not have a piece of you ripped apart. For 6 minutes, what are you doing for 6 minutes on his neck?
And finally, Tokyo Disneyland will let people get their thrills, but they need to be quiet about it. Disney issuing new guidelines for reopening of the theme parks and telling people not to shout on thrill rides, haunted houses, or during shows. The park is also requiring masks and temperature checks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.